negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued on a higher note Friday. Choice boxed beef cutout value appears to be increasing seasonally, but remains challenged year over year. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, November 9th. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices for last week were a dollar higher than the previous week in the Southern Plains at $107 a hundredweight on a live basis. They are $4 to $6 higher in Nebraska at $107 and $3 to $4 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $105 to $106. Dress trade was $2 to $9 higher at $167, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Through Thursday, the 5-area weighted average fed steer price was $106.35 a hundredweight, which was $2.19 higher than the previous week, but $7.81 less than the same time a year earlier. The average steer price in the beef was $165.30, which was $5.60 less than the prior week, and $16.11 less than the previous year. Estimated total cattle slaughter for the week ending November 7th of 647,000 head would be 9,000 more than the previous week, but 10,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Year-to-date estimated total cattle slaughter of 27.4 million head is 1.06 million head fewer, or 3.73% less than the same period last year. On the other hand, estimated year-to-date beef production is only 1.1% less at 22.76 billion pounds. Cattle futures closed mixed Friday, with live cattle edging higher and feeder cattle trading narrowly mixed. Support included the week's higher cash prices and stronger wholesale beef values. Live cattle futures closed an average of 41 cents higher on Friday. Week to week, they are an average of $1.71 higher, from 35 cents higher in spot D's to $2.40 higher. That's an average of $5.57 higher over the last 2 weeks. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, says that gains in cash fed cattle prices should be the start of a slow and steady climb moving into the holiday season. However, he explains, as has been mentioned previously, there remains uncertainty as it relates to beef movement for the end of the year holidays. Seasonal beef demand will spur some type of price run that will benefit cattle feeders, but the question is how much. Although December live cattle futures are still below $109, he says there's optimism that they could reach as high as $115 before the end of the year. Resurgent cattle futures and thoughts that low prices may be in the books helped cash calf and feeder cattle prices build on the previous week's gains. Steer and heifer calves sold $3 to $7 a hundredweight higher last week, with the most advanced at lighter weights, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Yearling steers and heifers sold $2 to $5 higher. AMS analysts explain many Northern Plains farmer feeders have been fortunate enough to complete their corn harvest and are now taking the time to procure calves for winter feeding. Meanwhile, they say, heavily hit drought areas in Nebraska and the Dakotas will no doubt bring lighter weight balling calves to town, but those reputation calves will have some compensatory gain for the new owner, provided that the health program was in order. Feeder cattle futures closed mixed on Friday, from an average of 52 cents lower in the back three contracts to an average of 31 cents higher, except for unchanged in May. Week to week, they were an average of $1.32 higher, from 30 cents higher in spot November to $1.80 higher. That makes for an average increase of $8.23 in the last 2 weeks. Stronger cattle futures come in the face of the rally in grain prices, which have been fueled by everything from poor growing conditions in South America to strong exports and the lower U.S. dollar. Week to week on Friday, corn futures closed an average of 10 cents higher through the front six contracts. In the meantime, recent moisture across the southern plains lifted hopes for wheat pasture. Until then, hopes for grazing wheat had dwindled amid expanding drought conditions. In his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explained, "The wheat crop is generally poised to respond quickly to the timely precipitation. Stocker demand may pick back up somewhat in the coming weeks with improvement in the wheat crop." He added that improved stocker prospects, combined with a sharp recovery in feeder cattle futures markets the previous week, may mean that the seasonal low in calf and stocker prices is past. Major U.S. financial indices tread water Friday, with likely profit-taking from the week's broad step higher, as well as a national jobs report that was more positive than the trade expected. Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 638,000 in October, and the unemployment rate declined to 6.9%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Average hourly earnings for all employees on private non-farm payrolls increased by 4 cents in October to $29.50. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 66 points lower, the S&P 500 closed a point lower, and the NASDAQ was down 4 points. Wholesale beef prices budged seasonally higher last week, with choice box beef cutout value $6.22 higher week to week on Friday at $214.32 a hundredweight. Select was $7.25 higher at $198.49. Analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center explained, beef demand in the fourth quarter in recent years has been supportive to cattle prices, and that's a number that they'll be watching closely for signs of U.S. economic recovery. As it is, in the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts say, choice box beef cutout value hasn't been above year-ago levels since October 7th. Currently, total cutout value is about 10% below a year ago, they say, with the rib down about 4%, the chuck down 9%, loins down 12%, and flanks down 10%. Briskets, short plates, and rounds are also lower year over year. Looking ahead, LMIC analysts say rib primal values have been the primary benefactor of increased consumer demand in other years, while chuck and rounds seem to have more staying power through the first quarter. That's your cattle current market update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 9th of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.